This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I wasn't sure who this was until then he started singing, but that musical intro, Sam, sounded like one of those nighttime soap opera intros. It just struck me as like, and tonight on Notch Landing. Oh, anyway, man. We have a guest.
Falcon ready. Chris.
Okay, Falcon Chris. I'd mess with Tracy with that all the time. I would just purposely say the wrong one, like Reverend Felcher. Would you do the honors?
You want me to?
Yes, I would.
Absolutely.
I wish you would, sir.
I'm happy that he's with us. He's doing something fantastic in the community, as he does so much of.
Yes.
And people mostly associate this man with one sport, but he played another sport. Matter of fact, that's an event that I was at not too long ago, and he was there.
Yeah, but he's from my hometown.
Well, there we go.
So we got it covered.
See that?
And you covered him in high school.
Yeah, absolutely. And what he did in college. But here he is now, folks.
So we know all his business.
We ain't going to put all the man's business out there. Quincy Carter, good morning, man.
Quincy, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Man, y'all got them tunes going in the background.
Yeah.
Dude, I love it.
You can thank our Noel for that one. How is life treating you, Matt? And the calendar's turn is 2025. You know, those of us have been around a minute. We never thought about what we'd be doing in 2025. But as we sit here in this third month, how's life for you?
Man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And life is great. Life is great. You know, but man, I'm treating myself good too. And yeah. I'm going to the man every morning, asking him for his will for me on an everyday basis. And man, I'm just, you know, I'm just following the blueprint and carrying out his message and carrying out the things that he wants me to do, you know, from a day-to-day standpoint. So I can't complain at all.
Yeah, yeah. This man is always doing great things. You got something special coming up tomorrow. Quincy, most people associate you with football, obviously, with your high school career, college career, professional career. But you were pro in another sport, too, and that's what you got something coming up with tomorrow, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, me and the great Coach Goodwin, the Hall of Fame coach, Greg Goodwin, we were on a board meeting for my foundation, and all of a sudden, Coach Goodwin just bust out and said, "Wait a minute. Now we're just going to sit around here and act like you didn't play baseball, and we're not going to get involved in baseball." And the talks went from there. I think that was that last board meeting of 24, if I can remember right. And Coach said, "Man, we got to do a baseball camp and get baseball involved." And from there, you know, we started planning, and we put together a good one that we're going to have tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Now, registration is closed. Registration was so amazing, closed in a matter of about 24 hours. So we'll have about 24 hours. So we'll have about 120 kids there. Me, Coach Greg Goodwin, Marquise Grissom will be in the house. The great CJ Stewart, who's doing so many great things for baseball players in the city of Atlanta. And Coach Carl Brooks from Stockbridge High School will be joining us. And then, of course, we've got a great staff of guys, too. The great Coach Brinkley and others, man. So we just want to give these kids some great fundamentals. We've got some good, a great surprise for them, too. Some gloves were given out. We home team apparel, and Avery Edwards made us some baseball jerseys. That's, you know, he does such a great job of what he does over at home team apparel, man. I mean, he just puts together some things for you, get them like you want to. And so, man, I'm so proud of these jerseys we're going to get these kids, too. We're going to come out and have a good time, man, and teach some fundamentals. And they're going home with something, you know, so they can put in their tool bags for a lifetime.
I mean, first of all, you just ruined the surprise because you told everybody you got that for them. So they're going to be standing there with their hands out there, at least the family would be. But again,
the parents, at least. Kids are still asleep.
Quincy Carter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This foundation, I mean, your foundation, this camp, you've been obviously working with kids throughout your career. Is there anything better in life than cracking a smile on them kids' faces when you do the things that you do?
It's not serving people. And I tell people all the time, it's a feeling, and I wish I can, you know, bring it to words here one day, but it's a feeling that you get, a little warm, fuzzy feeling that you get when you see a kid smile, man, when you help somebody on their journey of recovery. It's that feeling, man, you get and I still can't describe it yet. One day I will be able to. But, man, it's that feeling that's just like, man, it's almost, well, it is like, you know, you're doing God's work and he's down and smiling on you. And man, that's what I'm about for the rest of my life.
All right. Well, Quincy, this is a question that we ask a lot of people who are professionals like yourself. You're doing some things. You're working with kids right now. What's your stance on when you talk to young folks or you talk to parents about playing multiple sports like yourself as opposed to, well, the trend is over the last couple of decades, folks have been concentrating on just one sport with their kid? How do you feel about that?
Man, I've seen the trend of just you know, focus on the one sport. And it honestly, it saddens my heart because I know what baseball gave me as far as the patience of baseball, you know, going out there every day, maybe being in a slump, you know, the adversity of going through that slump, but then still having to get back in that batter's box, man, and go perform for your team and break out of that slump. So the patience, the adversity, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a quarterback of mine the other morning. And, you know, he was having a rough day. What was that? Wednesday. He was having a rough day on Wednesday. And I told him, you know, one of the things that helped me, you know, in football is that, you know, I had that baseball in me where, you know, I'll have a rough half sometimes, you know, especially when I got to the NFL. You know, I got off to some rough starts. But I was able to keep my mind into the game. And then, you know, third, fourth quarter, I pick up things and pull out a victory. So, you know, all that comes from baseball, the hand-eye coordination, just the different physical attributes, too, that different sports give you, the quickness in basketball, you know, that, you know, you can relate to going out on a football field and, you know, being a running back and seeing somebody in the hole and only have those, you know, 2 or 3 feet to make a move on somebody. Well, that's just like basketball where you're squeezing through somebody, maybe have to euro step, you know, to get to the basket in an and one. So playing multiple sports give you multiple physical attributes, but then the mental attributes too, each sport gives you. So I'm a big advocate of playing multiple sports and bringing it all together for ultimately one, you know, sport at the end. But these, you know, sports combine to give you a bunch of mental and physical attributes that you need.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Quincy Carter. And he is social. You can find him at Quincy L. Carter, at Quincy L. Carter. And tomorrow, the first annual MVP baseball camp, ages 7 through 12. He's got people going to be there like C.J. Stewart and Coach Goodwin's going to be there and Marquise Grissom. Talk about something this is. And to me, we're having a bit of a revival of the African-American baseball player in our town. And why not Atlanta? Why not here? I think it's very fitting that it's happened here. And a lot of the people you have are also helping to make that take place as well. What are your thoughts on that? Because I think we bring some speed back to this game, first of all. This game's got a little slow, Quincy. And, you know, we bring some speed back. And it's part of what you're helping to cultivate tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, it's great to see. You know, I remember coming up and having, you know, the idols of Ricky Henderson and Deion Sanders, you know, flying around them bases, putting some pressure on the defense. And then we, you know, got into the late 90s, I think, when it started, about the same time I got into the minor leagues. And, you know, everybody wanted to hit a home run. And then, of course, you know, the Marge steroid era of baseball didn't help. And then everybody started bulking up. And then you got these guys that just wanted to go base to base. And it got a little bit boring, you know, to be honest with you. Marquise Grissom actually has about five guys, you know, besides Michael Harris. I can't think of the kid name who stole like 200-some bases in the minor leagues. He'll be coming up.
Chandler Simpson.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I met all those guys at Marquise Grissom's gala the night we were there.
Right, right.
Yeah, Sam. But to see guys like this coming up, to see the C.J. Stewarts also – you know, all the guys he's trained over the years and, you know, the stable of baseball players he has there. Man, it's exciting. It's exciting to, you know, hit that ball to, you know, in between right and center. And then that guy comes out the box and you don't know if he's going to second or not. And it just puts so much pressure on the defense also, too. So it's exciting, man. And why not, you know, having Hank Aaron and all the things that he's done, you know, in Atlanta, and, you know, rest in heaven to him. Man, it's an exciting time for baseball. Coach Goodwin, he's right. He didn't got me back fired up. Although, you know, I've been watching, but to get back in it and these innate things that I've always had in me for years just starting to come back out, and me giving these kids some nuggets and wisdom too, it feels good, Sam.
All right, so here's one for you, Quincy. Now, you got to be honest with this one. What do you think it is more impressive? A person like yourself, a two-sport athlete, or what you were watching right now with the Dodgers and Ohtani and doing what he's doing within the one sport, pitching, batting, stealing bases, all of that on display at the level at which he's doing it. What's more impressive to you?
Oh, man, you're going now you went deep on me. And now I might have to stay political on you because now I had the Deion Sanders pitch on my wall as a kid. The one that two-thirds of the earth is water and I cover the other third. And I remember that post I had on my wall. And then watching him on Sunday, I want to say shut down Jerry Rice and then flew a helicopter over for the World Series and goes and steal two bases, get two hits. But what Ohtani's doing now is impressive to win, 14, 15 games a year, hit 40 home runs and steal bases. I'm going to stay right there in the middle on you. Good God Almighty. That's tough. That's a tough one. I don't know. That's a tough one. Number two, two great attributes to have as far as Ohtani's skill level and then being a two-sport athlete. Good Lord. Now I'm going to stay right in the middle on you. I can't decide. Good Lord. That's a tough one there.
Well, Quincy, we appreciate you getting up and spending some time with us, letting people know about the great things that you're doing, and we applaud you. Hope you guys have a wonderful day tomorrow. The ages are 7 through 12. It starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Gresham Park, the first annual MVP baseball camp. And, man, always welcome here on the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
You. Morning, Quincy.
Thank you all for having me. It's God, though. I'm just in the back seat, man, and letting him drive.
Okay.
It's God, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right, thanks a lot, Quincy.
Yeah, thank you. Quincy Carter joining Sam and Greg. Again, what do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it just popped into my head. We're talking to a two-sport athlete. Now, he didn't do it professionally, but we all knew he did it.
Yeah.
And I ask you, as we go to break, think about this. Give me an answer when we come back here. Noel, you too. I'm just curious of where we are right now because we're watching something. If people were to talk about, we wouldn't believe it. And if we did believe it, it wouldn't be at the level that he's doing it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So,
and also at a time when we've taken the bat out of the pitcher's hand.
Exactly.
That's the other part, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we are, we're going to wrap up this 7 o'clock hour. Excuse me, I'm all turned around here. Got some college basketball going on. Not just men's, but also women's. And speaking of women's basketball, Megan L. Hall will be joining us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the University Studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.